here's a story from The World.
Finally, we remember a musician who left us last Friday, Jacob Desvarieux, a name I imagine that's not familiar to many of you. He was a guitarist, composer, and singer from the French overseas territory of Guadeloupe. None other than Miles Davis was a fan of Desvarieux and the band he co-founded, Cassave. In his autobiography, Davis named three artists who, in his expert opinion, were the innovators of the future he was watching. Prince was one, Nigerian Afrobeat pioneer Fela Kuti was another, the third, a band from Guadeloupe, Cassave, a name inspired by the French word for manioc, the woody shrub that's a staple of many tropical diets. The band Cassave and their leader Desvarieux coined a term for their sound, zouk.
One way.
If you've been at a party in the tropics in the past 20 years and did not hear this track, then you were at the wrong party. That's the gravelly voice of Jacob Desvarieux. For millions of black people who'd been colonized by France, Cassave's music fell on their ears like a sonic montage of their history. An anthem composed in Creole, Zouk la, c'est sel médicament nous ni, or Zouk is my only drug. In a rare interview in 1988, Miles Davis tried explaining what he heard in Desvarieux's Zouk rhythms.
A friend of mine is doing a book. He went to Haiti and he came back. He said, listen to this. It sounds Afro-Cuban, but if they put samba and rumba together, plus with an African beat and a contemporary rock beat, and it sounds good.
Sounds good was high praise coming from Miles Davis. When news broke about the death of Jacob Desvarieux, French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted, a giant of Zouk music, an unparalleled guitarist. Senegalese superstar Youssou N'Dour also tweeted, the West Indies, Africa, and music have just lost one of their greatest ambassadors. 5 years ago, Desvarieux told Libération, the French newspaper, that Cassave's music was an investigation into his people's roots and history. And through music, he was able to start answering a question that he'd been long asking. What were we doing here in Guadeloupe, we who were black and spoke French? Jacob Desvarieux died on Friday of COVID-19 at the age of 65 in the city of Pointe-à-Pitre in Guadeloupe. Jacob Desvarieux and Cassave play us out today. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston at GBH. Be safe, stay strong. We'll see you back here tomorrow.